Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of May. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. I remember one of my ex-colleagues who always quoted the expression, "Nobody has a crystal ball," in every client meeting we went to. Well, this expression is used to address events that may have multiple outcomes. As investment strategists, we would typically analyze such events by assigning probabilities to potential outcomes. Now, the event that is currently keeping investment strategists busy is, of course, the US debt ceiling. Janet Yellen warned of a constitutional crisis if the Congress failed to raise the national debt limit and the US default on bond payments. Now, if one has been around the markets for a while, one may well have a first and quite cynical reaction to this subject and say something like, well, they're going to have to raise the limit anyway. However, this could be a dangerous attitude this time around, because political polarization is at historically high levels, higher than the 2011 and 2013 debt ceiling crisis that generated volatility and downgrade of the US credit rating. Our base case remains that the US should be able to avoid a technical default, i.e., we believe the United States should be able to avoid missing payments for a limited time before the ceiling is lifted. However, one should not rule out such a possibility of default, especially in the world of contested elections, when federal debt has risen from 35% of GDP in 2007 to the current 97% today. Market instruments such as one-year U.S. credit default swap, i.e. CDS, if you look at the spread, is implying probability of default at single digits. But many on the street are seeing probability ranging from 10% up to 35%. Now, the odds of a technical default may rise if the Fed clearly achieves a soft landing for the economy. In that case, Republicans may despair about their 2024 election odds and thus run greater risk of this technical default. Regardless, this political brinksmanship is likely to generate significant equity market volatility. So if you recall, back in 2011, VIX rose from the teens to above 40% due to the downgrade of the US sovereign rating from the debt ceiling debate. If history were to repeat itself, then investors should take this opportunity to go safe in their portfolio. Investors should look to rotate their equity exposure to high quality bonds, as well as adding to gold, which we spoke about this Monday as well as in last week. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details on the latest market insights, subscribe to Standard Chartered Money Insights.